Richland Center. WRCO in Richland Center, where our temperature is at 79 degrees. The news at noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. With just over 50 days until Election Day, Attorney General Merrick Garland addressing staff at the Justice Department today, praising their independent work and rejecting the political rhetoric and claims he says the DOJ has been weaponized.
The public servants of the Department of Justice do not bend to politics, and that they will not break under pressure.
Presidential candidates taking their message from the debate stage to voters in swing states. Today, Kamala Harris is in North Carolina. Donald Trump campaigns in Arizona later today. Francine moving slowly northeast after making landfall as a hurricane near New Orleans last night. Flooding and possible tornadoes remain a threat for Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, and Arkansas today. In Iraq, U.S. Embassy officials confirm an attack at the Baghdad Diplomatic Services compound. There were no reported casualties at that facility. The investigation into the attack continues. This is ABC News. A tech billionaire and a SpaceX engineer making history this morning, performing the first private spacewalk hundreds of miles above Earth.
Billionaire Jared Isaacman and engineer Sarah Gillis, the first humans on a private space flight to walk in space. A four-person team heading up into space, along with Isaacman and Gillis, medical officer Anna Manon, and mission pilot Scott Petit also on board. Isaacman and Gillis floating out along that extended skywalker just beside the capsule. Manon and Petit inside to ensure everything ran according to plan.
ABC's Trevor Ault. Alan Shaw, the CEO of Norfolk Southern Railroad, has been fired over an alleged affair with an employee who's also been fired. Shaw had been under investigation for ethics violations. He led Norfolk Southern in February 2023 when one of its trains derailed, spilling toxic chemicals in East Palestine, Ohio. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 79 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for sunny and very warm conditions with a high of 85. Tonight, some high clouds moving in with a low of 58. And then tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and still warm with a high of 82. Currently in Richland Center, after a low this morning of 50, it's 79 degrees.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Good afternoon. It's 80 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The students at the Richland Center Intermediate School had a special guest this morning. Governor Tony Evers visited several classrooms and talked with students and staff one-on-one. The governor has been touring schools around the state. When it comes to concerns from district reps, money is the biggest.
That's always a concern. I mean, educators want to do the best they can, and no matter where they are, and to make that happen, you really do need the resources to do it. And so what I'm concerned about, frankly, is when I hear when school districts have to go to referendum just for basics, and that's an indication to me that the state isn't doing enough. And so we're going to be moving into a situation this fall, early next year, with the budget. And so all that will be determined by myself and the legislature, and hopefully we can make some significant progress.
He hopes that he can make progress in the next biennial budget for education.
When property taxpayers are paying more and more and more, and the school district is having to go to referendum just to keep the lights on, that's a bad sign. You know, that's not where we need to be as a state. Referendum for buildings and making sure the buildings are in good shape, I have no problems with that. But what we need to do is, you know, not having to go back to the taxpayers, you know, every 2 or 3 years just to have enough money to keep the lights on. So we'll be working. I don't think any legislator in the state wants this to be the way it should be. So we'll work hard to make sure that we can make some better progress.
Hundreds of school districts around the state are and have been going to referendum to meet expenses and to fix buildings they have. This November, the Ithaca and Kickapoo school districts will have a referendum question on the ballot. Governor Evers says that while he has seen a lot of concerns among the districts, he has seen some positives. He saw some of those positives this morning in the Richland School District.
This is a great example. You have kids that a lot of them come from, frankly, our kids that need special help, and sometimes it's a language, sometimes it's something else, and you know they're concerned about math and reading and social studies and the basics, but they also care about whether you know how the kids are doing mentally and socially, and that takes time, effort, but this is a good example of it right here. They really work hard on those affective type things that aren't about necessarily reading and writing. They're certainly emphasizing that, but they also understand the need to have kids be whole, and they're working really hard at that.
That's Governor Tony Evers at the Richland Center Intermediate School this morning. It might feel like the presidential election is still a long way off, but it's not. Election Day on November 5th is less than 2 months away, and major dates, events, and political developments will make it fly by. The first mail ballots were sent to voters yesterday, the day after the first presidential debate between Democratic nominee Kamala Harris and Republican nominee Donald Trump. Early in-person voting will start as soon as September 20th in some states. The latest Marquette poll shows Harris with a slight lead over Trump. The poll shows Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris leads Republican candidate by 4 points, both among registered and likely voters. The poll's results don't reflect Tuesday night's debate. The 4-point margin for Harris is also within the 4.6 percentage point margin of error in the U.S. Senate race against Republican challenger Eric Hovde. Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin has a 4-point lead among registered voters and a 5-point lead among likely voters. State School Superintendent Jill Underley is running for re-election. Underley taught high school social studies in Indiana for several years before coming to Wisconsin. She previously worked with Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction as an education consultant and assistant director from 2009 to 2014. Underley was named principal of Pecatonica Elementary School in 2014 and was appointed as school district administrator of the Pecatonica Area School District in 2015, a role she held until her election as state superintendent in 2021. Underley will be on the ballot in next April's election. Scott Walker is running for the Wisconsin legislature, but he's not who you think he is. This is Scott Abbott Walker, not former Governor Scott Kevin Walker. He's a Democratic country doctor running against 14-year Republican incumbent Travis Tranel in southwestern Wisconsin's 49th Assembly District, and his toughest task just might be persuading voters he's not that Scott Walker. He wears a button that proclaims him to be the other Scott Walker, but he still gets plenty of confused looks on the campaign trail. He says his name is the elephant in the room, but he never has to say it twice. Walker faces an uphill battle against Tranel, though. The district leans red. Former President Donald Trump won it both in 2016 and 2020. The Wisconsin Supreme Court agrees to hear a pair of high-profile cases. The justices agreed to directly hear whether or not the Wisconsin Elections Commission was obligated to appoint a new administrator after Megan Wolf's term expired last year. A Dane County judge ruled that commissioners didn't have to do that. Republican lawmakers appealed that decision, and the State Department of Justice, in turn, appealed to the Supreme Court. Justices will also hear a suit over the DNR's authority to order cleanup of hazardous substances, including PFAS. Pressing for proof of citizenship in order to vote, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson on Wednesday echoed comments by former President Trump during a Capitol press conference about the SAVE Act. The Wisconsin Republican referenced claims of rapes and murders committed by illegal immigrants. Johnson also alleges the Biden administration's border policy encourages illegal voting. Some House Republicans threaten a government shutdown if the bill requiring proof of citizenship to vote isn't included in a funding package. The community has done it again. All the fundraising efforts for Walk with Grace over the past year amounted to over $300,000. Thanks to the many teams and volunteers, this year's walk, Making Strides for a Cure, raised $313,993.50. This can only be done through the hard work of everyone in the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Service Area. While the walk is over and the numbers are in, up next for the Grace Board of Directors is an annual meeting. The annual meeting also serves as a time for the board to show its appreciation to all the volunteers who worked so hard over the past year. The community is invited to attend the annual meeting Thursday night, October 17th, from 5 to 7 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. All are invited to learn more about GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. The Walk with Grace Committee will hand out team plaques and plates in recognition of their hard work, and directors will hand out checks to the research facilities. A free will offering meal will also be available. The Grace Board of Directors, Walk with Grace chairs, and volunteers wish to thank you for your continued support. This year's total again is $313,993.50. The Sauk County Board of Supervisors have approved the sale of the Sauk County Healthcare Center. The motion to approve the operations transfer agreement between Sauk County and Aria of Sauk County LLC, and to approve the purchase and sale agreement between Sauk County and Aria Sauk County Realty LLC, each relating to the Sauk County Healthcare Center. The sale was approved by a vote of 18 for the sale and 13 against the sale. Sauk County will be entering into the purchase and sales agreement and operations transfer agreement with the Aria business entities. The agreements are available for review at saukcountywi.nextrequest.com/request/24-114. The agreements are located under the Documents tab toward the middle of the page. There are many additional legal and regulatory steps associated with the transfer of the facility, and the county looks forward to working with Aria to ensure a smooth transition. Above all else, the county says it looks forward to working with Aria to ensure excellent care for Sauk County residents through the transition and beyond. Additional information surrounding the transaction, the timeline, and Aria will be made available soon. Essentia health officials have announced the organization will stop accepting Medicare Advantage insurance plans through United Healthcare and Humana at the end of the year. Officials say the insurance organizations have been delaying or denying care approvals for patients at a far higher rate than other insurance providers, limiting their ability to provide the care their patients need. Essentia Health is notifying all affected patients and are sharing other in-network providers with them ahead of open enrollment this fall. The FDA says 1 in 6 Americans get sick from foodborne illness or food poisoning every year. Pat Haney, a food safety consultant in Green Bay, says to keep meat and vegetables separate and avoid cross-contamination with cutting boards.
Rule of thumb is to use a cut board, have a designated cutting board, like a yellow for poultry, green for produce.
Haney says hand washing is the best way to prevent foodborne illness.
The most important thing in the home and outside the home would be hand washing, because that is the easiest way and the most effective way to prevent a foodborne illness. And it doesn't cost anything.
September is Food Education Month. It's currently 81 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers a wide selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood at unbeatable prices. With most products featuring their perfected recipes, you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss their fresh take-and-bake pizzas, conveniently located on Highway 14 in Spring Green. They also specialize in turning your venison into delicious treats. Visit Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's 81 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:22. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
This story is from 6 months ago, and now projecting 6 months ahead into the future for the history of Richland County. Ann Walsh Bradley, a native of Richland County, currently serving on the Wisconsin Supreme Court as justice, is not seeking re-election. This from April 2024. In April of 2025, the election will be held. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to jsonline.com/story/news/politics. In a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article dated April 11th, 2024, longtime Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley announced she won't seek re-election in 2025. Here's what to know about Ann Walsh Bradley, her history on the court, her education, and what her announcement means. Ann Walsh Bradley, 73, is the most senior member of the court in both age and tenure. Walsh Bradley was the first elected to the state court in 1995. She defeated then future Justice Patrick Cooks. She was unopposed for re-election in 2005 and defeated Rock County Circuit Judge James Daly in 2015. In Wisconsin, Supreme Court justices serve for 10-year terms. After working in private practice, Ann Walsh Bradley served as a circuit court judge in Marathon County for a decade. Before earning her law degree in 1976, she taught at Aquinas High School in La Crosse. Ann Walsh Bradley earned her law degree from the University of Wisconsin Law School. She earned a bachelor's degree in religion from then Webster University, now called Webster College in Missouri. According to her biography on the state court's website, Ann Walsh Bradley and her husband Mark live in Wausau, and they've raised 4 children. She's originally from Richland Center. The election to fill Ann Walsh Bradley's seat will take place on April 1st, 2025. Ann Walsh Bradley's departure sets up an open race for a seat that will determine the control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court once again. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the Viola Horse and Colt Show.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
The Vernon County Fair continues today through Sunday at the Vernon County Fairgrounds in Viroqua. Mr. Ed's Magical Midway will open today at 4 with a wristband special running from 4 to 9. Tonight's grandstand feature will be an antique tractor pull and modified truck and tractor pull beginning at 6. The grandstand admission tonight is free. The Little Britches Dairy Show will be held tomorrow at 12:30 in the Hanson Arena. The grandstand will feature the Badger State Tractor and Truck Pull at 7. Cost of admission to the grandstands tomorrow night is $10, with children 5 and under admitted free. A full list of events at the Vernon County Fair can be found online at vernoncountyfair.com. Admission to the fairgrounds is $10 for adults and $5 for seniors and children 6 to 15. Children 5 and under are admitted free. Season passes, excluding grandstand events, are available at a cost of $20 for adults and $10 for children. There is also an inclusive season pass available, which includes grandstand events, for $30. September is Hunger Action Month in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers signed that proclamation Tuesday to endorse the efforts of the 6 Feeding Wisconsin member food banks serving the state. The goal of Feeding Wisconsin is to help their partners fight hunger, improve health, and strengthen local communities to provide Wisconsinites food and benefits they need. The organization says over 600,000 people in the state don't have enough nutritious food to eat and don't know where their next meal is coming from. There's more information at feedingwi.org. Wisconsin 130 will be closed for 2 weeks in late September or October before opening of the new bridges in Lone Rock. To allow the Wisconsin 130 North tie-in roadway construction to be done safely and efficiently so that the new bridges can be opened to traffic as quickly as possible, 2 detours will be signed. The exact time frame will be dependent on weather. At the end of the 2-week closure, traffic will be opened on the 2 new bridges and the old bridges will be closed permanently. Digital message signs will be set out 7 days in advance of the closure start date to inform the traveling public. Access for emergency service vehicles will be maintained across the river at all times, and access to the properties on the north side of the river up to Porter Road will be maintained at all times. Access to Brace Memorial Park would be closed for the 2-week duration. The Richland Hospital and Clinics will offer a learning session about healthcare careers for 7th and 8th grade students. Club Scrub provides hands-on experiences that can pique students' interest in pursuing a career in healthcare. Participants work side-by-side with healthcare professionals, including technicians, doctors, nurses, and therapists. Club Scrub is free, but space is limited. Sign up as soon as possible. Sessions will be held on 4 consecutive Tuesdays, October 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th, from 3:45 to 5:15 at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. The registration deadline is Friday, September 27th. Contact Sarah Stibbe at 608-647-6321, extension 2203, to receive a registration form. It's a sunny 81 degrees in Richland Center at 12:28. Today's vital statistics are next.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house 4 completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer. The warm weather won't last forever, and neither will these special offers at Simpson's Tractor. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop. You can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you are and when your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center through September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts may vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
It's 29 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Thursday afternoon, September 12th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Edward L. Franck, 95 of Lafarge, died Wednesday at Bethel Oaks, Viroqua. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the Bear Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Ed Franck is survived by his wife of 71 years, May, a daughter, Julie and Ed Howe of Hillsboro, a son, Fred and Lori Franck of Viola, 4 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, and a son-in-law, Steve Jensen. Edward L. Franck, 95, of Lafarge. Robert Charles Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69, of Richland Center, died September 3rd after a courageous battle with frontotemporal degeneration. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, October 20th from 2 until 5 in the West Commons at the Richland Center High School, with a time of sharing to be held at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the family to be used to rejuvenate the Richland Center High School prairie that he planted, as well as a donation to the Aldo Leopold Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bob Rosencrans is survived by his wife, Connie, 2 children, Megan of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Brock and Casey Metcalf of Laval, his sister, Corliss Rosencrans of New Jersey. Robert Charles Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69, of Richland Center. Jeanette J. Hardy, 82, of Rural Boscobel, died Sunday at home. A private funeral service will be held at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Jeanette Hardy is survived by 4 children, Lloyd and Amy Hardy of Viroqua, Cindy Childs and Norbert Remenap of Boscobel, Jody and Dan Childs of Mazomani, and Amy Farley of Tinley Park, Illinois. 14 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, a brother, Billy Wilkinson of Mount Hope, a sister, Mary Wilkinson of Arizona, brothers-in-law, Gary and Karen Hardy of Richland Center, and Melvin Main of Wazika, sisters-in-law, Marlene and Larry Wetter of Boscobel, and Marilyn Hardy of Janesville, along with many other relatives and friends. Jeanette J. Hardy, 82, of Rural Boscobel.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Grant and Jamie Bruckner, Dawson and Ashley Durst, Dave and Heidi Darling, Ryan and Lacey Gunningham, Nick and Lacey Hodge, Chris and Tiffany Heinsroth, and Craig and Jean Kinney. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the tranquil weather conditions continue here in the upper Midwest with plenty of sunshine around Wisconsin and surrounding states. Meanwhile, the remnants of Hurricane Francine is spreading quite a broad area of rain up through the southern Mississippi Valley, getting as far north as southern Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee area, Arkansas, as of midday, and that'll kind of fizzle out as it tracks further north, but some of the remnant moisture from that could bring us a few isolated showers this weekend, so we'll keep an eye on that. Does not look like a washout by any means for this upcoming weekend, and one thing that will not change, it's going to stay unseasonably warm, really for the foreseeable future, well into next week, with a broad south flow across the Midwest. The only thing that'll cool us down a little bit during the day will be extra cloud cover Saturday and Sunday. Otherwise, we should be back well into the 80s again for next week. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Sunshine for the most part, high temperature all the way up to 85 degrees. Wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Some high clouds moving in tonight, low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy, still warm with a high of 82. East wind up to 10. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers, low about 60 degrees. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms, high near 79. As we head into Sunday, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy, an isolated shower or thunderstorm still possible. Low 60 with a high of 78. Monday, partly sunny and warm. Low 60 with a high near 81. And Tuesday, little change, some sunshine and balmy, low 60 with a high of 81. Wednesday, partly cloudy, still warmer than normal, low in the upper 50s with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO. Have a great rest of your day.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 81 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 84, our low this morning was 50. Our high so far today, 82. The record high for this date set in 1931 is 93. The record low 30 was set in 1955. Last year's high was 71 with a low of 46. Sunset tonight will be at 7:17 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:38. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 4 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.0. Relative humidity is at 48% and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 82 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Ever wonder about the path food travels from farm to fork? That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Food doesn't appear on your plate by magic. Although, to hear Lauren McNamara describe it, it almost sounds like magic.
You pull a product off your grocery store shelf, and the average consumer has no idea how much has gone into getting that product there, from the people that are growing the inputs, to the people that are trucking them across the country, to the people that are manufacturing them, to the people that are selling them in, the people designing the package. I mean, there is so much that goes into every single thing, and it just deserves a lot of respect and recognition.
McNamara used to work for General Mills and is now an executive at SunOpta, a Twin Cities-based maker of organic and specialty food products.
How we're able to scale the food supply chain, feed so many people at reasonable costs, make so many different varieties of things available, it never ceases to amaze me how this industry has evolved and how much we're able to offer to consumers. And I'm really proud to be a part of that.
McNamara says entrepreneurs keep coming up with incredible ideas for food products, and her company is open to assisting in bringing those ideas to market. You can learn more at sunopta.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
I'm Brent Barnett with the latest agribusiness news on Brownfield. Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn wins the game against above-ground pests with three distinct modes of action. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. The USDA has raised its 2024 production guess for corn slightly, while lowering the outlook for soybeans. This year's corn crop is now pegged at 15.2 billion bushels, up less than 1% from August on a half a bushel increase in the average yield estimate. Soybeans are now seen at 4.6 billion bushels, a little bit less than last month, even with no changes to the record yield number or harvested area projections. USDA's next round of supply, demand, and production estimates is out October 11th. The president of the National Farmers Union says lawmakers are getting more serious about getting a new farm bill completed this year. Rob LaRue tells Brownfield high engagement with leaders and creativity is needed to get something done.
Not only kind of getting that combination of solutions to get that compromise bill, but then what will that bill be attached to?
LaRue says there's not a lot of time in the lame duck session of Congress. However,
you can almost see the solution. You can see the compromise position on a lot of the sticking points right now ways to get to yes. If a lot of us are beginning to kind of see that yes, with congressional will, amazing things can happen really quickly.
A Southern Illinois agronomist says many farmers in his area remain optimistic about the crop, despite seeing mixed early harvest results. John Pike tells Brownfield,
we've got a wide planting window, which will lead to a very wide harvest window and a lot of variability. There are some combines beginning to roll on both corn and beans, and yields are widely varied.
Pike says low crop moistures have also been a surprise for some farmers.
I think that is a snapshot of the dryness that a lot of the crop, especially the early planted crop, finished in very, very dry, hot conditions over the last few weeks. So that's really brought it to maturity and dry down very fast.
He says some late season rain would still be beneficial. The USDA reports the sale of nearly 120,000 tons of U.S. corn to unknown destinations for delivery this marketing year. Export demand for U.S. corn in the new marketing year is off to a solid start thanks to competitive prices against other major sellers like Brazil and Ukraine. Meanwhile, USDA says pork export sales saw a solid improvement last week. That week-to-week jump in export sales was led by better demand from several key customers, including Mexico, Japan, and Colombia. More news at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Brownfield Market Updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Merillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
A slow start for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs have no comparison at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a relatively quiet start, but bids have surfaced at $180 to $181 live in the south and $292 stressed in the north. Asking prices in the south are at $182 plus live, but the north remains quiet. Look for more business to develop over the balance of the week. There was a light trade that was reported on Wednesday in Kansas and Texas at $181 to mostly $181. That's steadied to a dollar lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Box beef is higher at midday on good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 44 cents at $307.80. Select is $1.44 higher at $295.82. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers 800 to 849 pounds are steady to $3 higher. Steers 900 to 949 pounds are mostly steady. Steers 1,000 to 1,099 pounds are $3 to $5 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate to good for the large yearling offering that featured strings, loads, and many packages. There were a few cattle out of feed yards, but the majority came off grass. Flesh ranged from light to moderate plus, with some heavy flesh at times. Quality was more varied this week, from plain to attractive. The market was moderate to active. Medium and large one feeder steers 953 to 999 pounds brought 226 to 238.50. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Ample supplies of market-ready hogs have kept packers in the driver's seat, allowing them to set the tone for the market. Processors have been moving decent numbers without having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. It was a strong week for pork export sales, and the solid global demand for U.S. product is supportive to prices. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of 76.62. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt both had weighted averages of 76.61. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $53 to $65, and pork values were higher at midday, up $1.97 at $94.88. Bellies, loins, ribs, and butts were all sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Soybean and cattle futures are higher, corn and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines, the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. It has been an up and down day for soybeans, currently up on short covering and technical buying. The USDA lowered production slightly, even with no changes to yield or harvested area. New crop ending stocks were down in the month due to lower old crop carryout. November beans are up 9.5 at 10.10. January's 9.5 higher at 10.28.5. October bean meal's up $3.90 at $3.19.90. October soybean oil's 59 points higher at $40.37. Corn's weak. The 2024 corn guess was up on the month following a slight increase on the average yield. New crop ending stocks were down, but still above 2 billion bushels. December corn's just come back to steady at 404 and three quarters. March is down a quarter at 423 and a quarter. And wheat's mixed. No changes to U.S. wheat ending stocks, with the production update waiting until the small grain summer at the end of the month. Global production was down due to a smaller crop in the European Union. There were some gains, though, elsewhere. December Chicago's down a quarter at 579. December Kansas City's 1.5 lower at 586 and three quarters. December Minneapolis is up 2 and three quarters at 619 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle are up on technical buying, watching the direct markets. Not a lot of trade yet today. Yesterday's business was steady to a dollar lower than a week ago on the live basis. October live's up 162 at 178.57. December's 175 higher at 178.97. October feeders are up 237 at 239.87. And with the ongoing questions about domestic demand, October hogs are down 12 at 79.62. December lean 17 lower at 72.12. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Scoping out the new trends in gardening. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. It's not too early to start thinking about your garden for next year. We all know raising a garden isn't an easy task. Dana Hilfinger with Johnny's Seeds says one of the biggest trends she's been seeing in the garden space is identifying varieties and tools that can help save both time and labor.
We've seen that with certain varieties that we carry that maybe are more well-suited for a certain, you know, kind of trellis system or whatever, or with varieties that, you know, just have a single concentrated harvest that make it easier to pick and to pack. I think a lot of those types of things are just things that we continue to get questions about and things that people continue to want. And then a lot of those like little unique things that you couldn't get at a grocery store. For us, that's a trend that, you know, we love to help support because that's a big part of what we want to be able to do is provide those kinds of varieties that are really unique and beautiful, that are really well suited for the local market too.
Some other fun trends include container gardens, vertical gardens, and looking at some drought tolerant and zero waste gardens. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Call the right plays on your next project with rental tools and equipment from All American Do It Center. Excavators, trailers, lifts, trenchers, concrete, air and power tools, generators, flooring, and drywall. Score big as rentals are 20% off on Tuesdays. And get the extra point as your 10th is free. Don't punt. Check out the used equipment for sale at allamericandoitcenter.com. Reach your project's end zone with equipment from the rental center team at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
It's the fourth weekend of the high school football season, and WRCO Radio takes you there. Avida Shrimp Field, the site Friday night, as the Richland Center Hornets play host to the Lancaster Flying Arrows. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show, beginning at 6:40, kickoff time 7 o'clock, and then between 10 and 11, join us for scores from around the state with Football Friday Night. All a part of Friday Night Football, coming up this week from WRCO Radio Sports.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee. We'll be digging out some old classics again this Saturday night, some records and some tapes. In fact, I found my old audition tape for WRCO from years ago.
This is Phil Nee. I would like to work at WRCO, and I would like to play oldies. I was on the principal's the dean's list.
Get ready, get set for some fun this Saturday night. Some twin spins. We'll flash back to the fall of 1978 and an hour of our Walk with Grace winning bidders' favorite songs. WRCO's Those Were the Days is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Culling and Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, along with Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery in Boscobel. Get ready, get set for great rock and roll between 6 and midnight Saturday night right here on WRCO, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Following this week's debate, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are campaigning in swing states today, and another Republican is endorsing Harris.
He served as White House counsel for all of George W. Bush's first term and as attorney general in Bush's second. And now Alberto Gonzalez joins the list of Republican former officials who say they simply cannot vote for Donald Trump.